Welcome to No Duct Tape, the podcast that celebrates the strength in vulnerability and empowers you to embrace your authentic self. I'm your girl Ify, your guide through this transformative exploration of personal stories and growth. How can we create a safe and open space for everyone to thrive and be their best selves? What does it take to overcome societal expectations and speak up with unveiling conviction? Well, together we'll peel back the layers of experiences, uncovering the wisdom gained from our unique paths. Are you ready to embrace vulnerability and unlock the boundless possibilities that await you? Let's embark on this extraordinary adventure of self-discovery and personal empowerment.
I was sitting with a friend yesterday and we were having such an in-depth conversation about so many things, and it was an interesting conversation, but it caused a lot of realizations. It caused a little bit of, you know, the element of certain ways that we live in life. So in reference, she played a video, and in the video, it spoke about how society has made it so prone, or so that women are turning into men and men into women, in a sense that societal ways, men want women to provide for them and men want to live soft lives or whatever, like a certain way. And we also touch base on the Bible and how God intended for life to be, that a man is a provider and then he brings home like the bacon, and then the woman is the one that cooks the bacon and brings everything to life, you know, bringing the man's vision to life. That's why there's also that saying that behind a successful man is a very powerful woman, you know, and that's the base of our conversation yesterday. And we came to realize that we have actually been so comfortable with being providers that we don't realize the extent of it, just really ruining the relationships that we're in. It took me back to relationships that I've been in. So I'm wired a certain way. I love with all of my heart. I put all the effort and all the thing that I have in myself to really do what I need to do the best way that I know how to do it. And that's just how the way that God has wired me. Another thing that God has wired me with is generosity. I'm very, very generous, and I'm generous with everything. I'm generous from money, I'm generous with time, I'm generous with love, I'm generous with every single thing. And I guess that's also another medium in which that we just tapped into as well. So let's break it down. But before that, welcome to another episode, you know, welcome to No Duct Tape. I'm your girl Ify, and we are gonna tap into what society has deemed as normal that shouldn't be normal. So the Bible says that a man needs to be a provider. A man needs to go out into, like, let's say in the wilderness, to go get that bread, to get that bacon, to get those bricks, bring them home, and then let the woman build a home. So they say a woman makes a house a home. That's how it's supposed to be. You come home to a very hot cooked meal. You come back to your children all cleaned up, washed, all of it. This also stems in the way that even if a woman, I mean, now we live in a different era where women work, where women have businesses. So things are time consuming and all of it. But we need to still stay in the means of ensuring that we also still stick to how God intended life to be, for a man to be a provider. So this is the realization that we got. We have gotten to a point where we have made disrespecting men a norm in society. I say this because when you as a woman feel the need to be the man in the relationship, it's an automatic disrespect to man, according to how God intended life to be. So here you are, a man is supposed to pay the bill, a man is supposed to feed you, a man is supposed to take care of you, he's supposed to be the pillar He's supposed to be the protector. He needs to be the strength. He needs to be the provider. He needs to be the man in the relationship. But here you are fighting with a man so that you are the man in the relationship. Here you are doing things that you're not supposed to be doing, providing, doing this. And guys, no, I'm not stemming away from the fact that we need to work together in ensuring that this is built. But look at how things were in the past. Now, I think maybe if we move away from the past a little bit and we tap into maybe relationships like housewives, I can be a housewife. And then the man could go to work and come back with the bacon. And then I could stay at home and ensure the house is clean. The kids are fed. They're clean. The house is in standard procedure. Like, everything is great. It's clean. Everything is nice. It's decorated. The house is a home. Now, isn't that actually how it is supposed to be? You can share your opinion, of course, on social media. And you can just really help me tap into it. There's a video I saw, I think last week, and you would be so surprised. This video, this lady was saying that it's time for men to lock themselves up, in the sense that it's time for them to lock money away. There's no need to spoil women. There's no need to spend on women. There's no need to do all those things. It's time to be stingy with money as a man, because it's so easy for women to say a man needs to take care of me. Now, I have my opinion about that video, and I'm pretty sure everyone else does too. But my opinion about that video is that's bullshit. It's bullshit in my defense. And I say that because a man is supposed to be a provider. Now, a lot of you might have questions about, and I'm stemming it very well. If I'm married to a man, he is supposed to provide for me. I need to ask him for money to do my hair. I have to ask him to do money for me. I have to ask him for money to do my nails. I have to look good. I have to be my husband's pride and joy. That when he sees me and I am beautiful and sexy, it is like, yes, that is my doing. A man needs to find pride in his wife. That's how it was intended. Not how we need a plan. Where are you getting money to make yourself look good? That's when we step into things that women ask other men for money when they're in relationships. That's how women now go out and they start fishing into other exhibitions so that they find the means. Is that the way that things are supposed to be? You see, now we have made such crucial and stupid things a norm in society. If my husband doesn't give me money, I'm gonna go out and find that money. That's what society has deemed as normal. Whereas in your relationship, your man needs to come back with a bouquet of flowers and say, oh my gosh, I got flowers for my wife because I love my wife. We need to fight properly. We have to have proper conflict, constructive conflict. Fight against the problem instead of fight against each other. Those are the different things that we need to tap to when we come into relationships. But society has made it a norm for us to divorce, to break up, to do all those things at the slightest inconvenience that we feel. How is that the way to go? So I want to challenge you. Take a moment and close your eyes and imagine your life. Imagine yourself married with kids and your husband. How do you want that to look like? If you're not the marriage type and you're a committed relationship kind of person, like you guys are just together and everything, tap into that as well. But envision yourself in a place in which you want a person or your husband or your partner to treat you a specific way. And tell me this, how does that look to you? Are you the provider? Are you the one carrying the bricks? Are you the one who's carrying the load on your shoulder while your husband is living a soft life? And when I say soft life, guys, I'm not even saying soft life in the sense that he needs to be comfortable. He needs to be able to wear, you know, Versace and look good and smell good and have a nice trim beard and nice hair. And all. No, I don't mean that. What society has deemed as soft life, not the actual soft life, but what society has said is soft life. A man doing nothing, a couch potato, because the woman has gone out to get the bacon, now he can relax and do nothing with his life. A man that's not intentional, a man that's not sure. Is that what you want for yourself? Read the Bible, understand what it means for a husband to be a husband and for a wife to be a wife. And come back and tell me, How do you envision your relationship with your partner, your long-term partner, your ride or die, your till death do us part? How does that look for you? Because now we're disrespecting them by wanting to be the man in the relationship. Babaraburuku, when in the relationship. Tomorrow, we are fighting against things that don't make sense. We are fighting against, oh my gosh, my husband is not listening to me, wada, 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 wada. Do you guys even understand what it means when we say that behind a successful man is a powerful woman? Your man is supposed to come home, sit you down and say, I have a business proposition like this, this, this. I don't know how to go about it. Be his peace and listen and say, you know what? This is how I envision that you can do this. This is how you can help yourself. This is how you can make it better. This is how you can do A, B, C, and D. Be his peace. Be his reason. There are men out there that don't want mbogoto. Why about mbogoto? The wife is the one that's supposed to have a soft life. You're supposed to mold and build this man to be great. Be his peace. Be his place of sanctuary. Be his vacation away from all the works, all the stresses of the work. Be his pillar. Like, be everything that he needs other than a man in his life. Don't change roles. Know your place and stay in your lane. Be a woman. You know where disrespect comes in with that? When you want to be the man doesn't need to be the man anymore. And then tomorrow you're fighting with your partner that he's not being intentional, that he's not taking care of you, that he is not listening to you, that A, B, C, D, and D, but you're forgetting that you have taken his role and you want to hold on to it. And when he's taking your role, now it's an issue. In the relationship, because that is not it's not your job. It's not what you're supposed to be doing. Don't let society dictate for you how things are supposed to be. Be exactly what you are intended to be according to God's will for your life. And I'm telling you, once you have grasped that, once you have forgotten that, once you have favor over that, let me tell you something that you don't even understand. God will bless you with that man that you so want from God. God will be intentional about the man that he wants to give you. And then tomorrow you say, I met my best friend and God has blessed me with exactly that. Because you've taken the time to self-introspect, to sit down with yourself and say, okay, this is the man that I want. I want him to do this. I want him to be this. I want him to look like this. And be intentional even in your prayer. And I will say, God will bless you immensely without you even realizing it. And your man will be intentional when he looks at you and he sees you and he wants to do things for you. He will be intentional. So like I said, I challenge you, close your eyes and share with me, what is it that you envision when you close your eyes and imagine the man of your dreams? The man of your dreams. All of them. You can even indicate all the characteristics. I want him to be tall, dark, and handsome. I want him to be patient. I want him to be soft. I want him to have a low voice. I want him to have a deep voice. And then tap into how you want him to make you feel. What are the things that you would want him to do for you as his partner? Not society, not slave queen way of doing things, not exploiting way of doing things. The actual way that it was intended for it to be according to the Bible or according to how we were created. I may be wrong in your opinion, but like I said, I'm sharing mine. You can agree, you can disagree, you can show me your way, you can show me how you see it, and that's fine. Be intentional. High key, be very, very intentional. But don't allow society to stem away from the intent that your life has been for. Relive your purpose, be sure, and be intentional. All right, be great. I'm your girl, Ify. This is No Duct Tape. I can't wait to read the comments, and, you know, the little messages around this topic. I hope that, you know, it stemmed into a part of your brain that you never thought. I'm challenging you and I'm encouraging you. Be a better version of yourself. Be motivated, be inspired, and always be the best you can ever be. I'm Ify, and this is No Duct Tape. Ciao.
Thank you for joining us on this thought-provoking episode of No Duct Tape, where we've explored the importance of creating a safe, open space for personal growth and empowerment. I hope you were inspired to embrace vulnerability, to speak up, and to take steps forward, becoming the best version of yourself. Remember, your story has the power to impact others and create positive change. Join us again next time as we continue to uncover the untold stories and amplify diverse voices. Together, let's build a community where authenticity and acceptance reigns. Until then, keep sharing, keep growing, and keep shining your light. Thank you for tuning in. I'm your girl, Ify. Ciao. No Duct Tape. Embracing vulnerability and building an inclusive community.